April 30th, Adolf Hitler's last days. On this day in 1945, Adolf Hitler committed suicide in his Berlin bunker. His Gotterdammerung moment had been a while coming, but had been foreseen by many after military defeats in 1942, failures on the Eastern Front, and the Normandy invasion in 1944. There had been several assassination attempts, but none had succeeded. Hitler had married his mistress Eva Braun the day before and shot himself after she took a cyanide pill. Vile and cruel though it may have been, his life certainly did not lack drama. Perhaps one day a writer will come along to do it justice, as Shakespeare did for Macbeth. Here's a famous speech, or part of it, from that Scottish play, Macbeth. Tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow creeps in this petty place from day to day, to the last syllable of recorded time, and all our yesterdays have lighted fools the way to dusty death. Out, out, brief candle. Life's but a walking shadow, a poor player that struts and frets his hour upon the stage and then is heard no more. It is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. Many tyrants meet violent deaths. The assassins of Julius Caesar reportedly shouted, "Sic semper tyrannis." In other words, that's how it always is for tyrants. Some perhaps regrettably die in their beds. Joseph Stalin was one. But not Adolf Hitler. Today I will not let my inner peace be disturbed by the chaos in the world around me.